After-school education is taking hold during online learning at schools. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Pawan Dhingra, professor of American Studies at Amherst College, wonders if it helps or hinders children.
Now that remote learning has become the norm, parents increasingly worry that their children may not be learning as much as they can. This anxiety has fueled an already growing interest in for-profit after-school tutoring companies, such as Kumon, Mathnasium, and others, even for children performing well in school. This is despite many educators' sense that such learning can limit children and that it worsens educational inequality. What drives parents to invest their time and money into after-school education, and when does it make sense to do so? During my research, I spent time with more than 100 families who pursue supplemental education for their young children and talked with teachers, college admissions officers, and others. I found that parents whose children are doing fine in school still seek out after-school academics in order to make them competitive, often worried about entry to college. Parents see neighboring kids in such spaces and so worry that their kids won't be able to keep up. I also learned that tutoring works better under certain conditions, and in that respect, not all companies can provide those conditions. Instructors need to be able to connect the content to children's experiences to make the children more interested, for example. What's more, classes are most effective with smaller tutor-to-student ratios. Parents who use outside learning centers should ask how those businesses incentivize learning. Ask for references. If children prove resistant, stop. You want to instill lifelong learners, so their interest is essential. The education landscape is changing, and private companies are playing more of a role. We need to understand their popularity and their effects in order to create the learning environment we want for all children.
That was Pawan Dhingra of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.